Look.
A rabba mitnei mam ratoy remoyd the mixes tiny shava. Chazok in the meis ponav the table chayvay. The high, this guy that you were tiveya 100. He was moyd the 50. Or rather, I'd rather want to clarify, what if he was moyd that he owes you 47.86? Meaning he already paid it back. 52.14. I think a Zah guy looks a little more legit, no? Like he's a Yeti. But maybe he's an Oyber Chacham who wants to make himself look legit. So I don't know if there's going to be a Chilik with Pashtas and Moed of a Mixas. It's irrelevant if your Haidah is 1 through 99 or 47.86. I don't know of such a Chilik that you look more because you were medacted to a Prat. We do know that there's a Xeris HaKosef that it has to be at least Shtei Kesef. Kacha, there's no reason that the drawer applies there more, but that's it. And the Haidah has to be a Pruta. But now, once again, the guy was Moida 50 or any number in between. And now Rava gives us a psychological analyzing of what's going on into this guy's head. And he says, Hi, Kula Boy Denichbre. Really, he wants to be kai for everything. And say what? That he owes you zero. Lahadam or Paraiti Hakol. He really would say that. Nor had like half from Shandana the Maze. The hypercoolaboy Deloitte, really fakir, he wants to admit everything. I'm confused now. He wants to admit everything, but he didn't want to admit everything because he was mishtamet to the mishtamet. Mina yisavra da'av li zuzi parana lay. V'am rachman rami shvua lay kiyach Deloitte le bekule. I don't get it. Rava says, the guy that admitted 50 or 46 or 82, why did he admit? He really wanted to be kai for everything, but he didn't have that much chutzpah. He really wants to be moi to everything, but he's stalling for time. Maybe he's saying he owes you 46.82 because he already paid you 53.18. Maybe it's the truth. And not only in the dollars and cents change thing. When he says 50, maybe it's because he paid you half or because he only borrowed 50. Efshataka ulai. So the emes is, this is the beginning of the sugya now. Avada. We don't know who's lying. That's the point. There's two balei dvarim. We're not going to use circumstantial evidence. We're not going to use the fact that one looks like the Chafetz Chaim and one doesn't. And we don't know who's lying. We don't know. The Torah was Mechadu, what? No, Moed Mixes. Classic Moed Mixes. Rabba is Memra. Classic Moed Mixes. Not only that. Rabba is Moed Mixes. So Rabba is giving an analyzing of it, and you have to know. It could be... it could be that the Toiveya is saying the truth. It could be the Nitva saying the truth. We don't know. The system is set that the drora, the haidah, makes him look a little suspicious. There's an atiyah to Naman that he looks a little suspicious, and that's what makes him make a shvua. But all of a sudden, Rava gives this long, drawn-out shakavataria. Really, he'd rather be kai for everything, but he doesn't have the chutzpah to do that. Really, he'd like to be mai to everything, but he's stalling. Maybe not. Maybe he's saying the truth. The teretz is, Rava's not going on the tzad that he's saying the truth. Klape Shmaya, on the tzad that the nitba is saying the truth, and if there would have been a way with Urim Batum to know that, so then it was a chaval that he had to swear, I showed up the tzad. We're not going on that tzad, but we don't know which tzad. We're going on the tzad that he's a shakran. On the tzad that he's a shakran, it's going to be unfair because the din is going to be a moitzi mechavel of araya. The din is going to be a moitzi mechavel of araya. He's going to pay the chelik that he was moida because haidos fal din kamei edim, and he's going to be putter, just walk out on the part that he didn't. But on the side that he's a shakran, nebuch, the toivei deserves the full 100. He's missing his 52.87, whatever was left. Why is he not going to get it? So the Torah, not a takonas chachamim, the Torah was machadish that there's a patent. The Torah was machadish that there's a system that he should make a shvua. And what happens? Well, there's all kinds of people out there. It could be he's going to swear falsely, and then he's going to aleph. Some we were machshel. The Torah was machshel someone in an avera, and he's going to get the money shleikedim. It could be actually there's those kind of people also. It could be he mamish is saying the truth, and he's just not wanting to swear falsely. Not doesn't want to swear be'emes. He doesn't like shvuas, he's allergic, and he's gonna lose because of that. There are those people also. If you make a parcha with 100% of all the different kind of people, I guess there's a slim chance that that's gonna happen, that he's gonna be sheker. The sheker, and we're not covering for that. There's the slim chance of the guy that really is paying extra. He already paid the full 100, and now he's going to pay another 42, whatever, and ein ma lasot, because he doesn't want to swear emes. But there's also in the in-between that the fact that he's not going to be nishba is going to be mineya, the potential chakrin that now he's going to give in, and everything is going to be kedin, and the teveh is going to get the right amount of money. Comes Rabbah, and he says a whole stickle Torah again. He really wanted to be kai for everything. He wanted to be might everything. Why do we need that? Why can't we just go the derech harada? So to get started now, Rabbah was bothered by a kasha, actually more than one kasha, and we're going to try to get to Amid Beis now. And the system runs like this: the opener words of Rabbah, mipnei ma amra Torah ma'ide b'mikses atayni yishava, stop there, was actually a huge machlokes rishonim itself already. We have Rashi and Baba Kama, which we talked about yesterday. We're going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about next week again. Rashi and Baba Kama learns that that opener sentence of Rabbah is not just a preface headline for the coming up questions. Again, interruption. Some Rishonim didn't learn like that. That the opener line of Rabbah was not a question in of itself. It's just a prompter for the first question that's coming soon. But Rashi, that's important. But Rashi and Baba Kama says, no, those words, Mipnei Ma'on Ratoira, already is asking a question. And what was the question that Rabbah was already asking? He was asking, why isn't Kaifer HaKol also Chayiv? Why only Moed V'Mikzas? Why only Moed V'Mikzas? Kaifer HaKol should also be Chayiv. And we asked, Kaifer HaKol should also be Chayiv? There's no drawer. He's Teveya. He says no. He walks out. We discussed yesterday, Bar Chava, two options. Either that, yes, in this makshin, where Tamim is asking, any time there's a time and a kvira, there should be a shvua. Or we explained that there is a drora by Kaifer HaKol. By Kaifer HaKol, Mamish HaKol, Mamish, not even one said. That itself is a drora, that the guy looks suspicious, the nitva. Why? Why would the Tevei ask of you something if you have, you never met him, you have no shaykhs, you paid everything off? Like, why is he starting up with you? And we explained by Archavi yesterday that Kaifer HaKol, if it would be chayiv shvua, is it because of a drora? That's applicable only by kaifer akol. And I want to interrupt now, a fascinating thing. Kaifer akol is chayiv because it's kaifer akol. Moed v'mikzas is chayiv because it's moed v'mikzas. Is there a case in between that's not kaifer akol and not moed v'mikzas? Yes. What? Half a pruta. You can say it now. It's da'av sech nechem and a half a pruta. What happened then? The Rashba in Baba Kama comes on. And you know, someone asked me, anyone argues on this Rashba? You have an idea? You have a reason that argues? It's hard to find. I'll tell you, it's a bluff because Lufiya Emes Kaifer HaKol is Pater. This Rashba is clearing a theoretical question on the side of Kaifer HaKol would be Chayiv, just for the record. But let's talk about it anyways. And again, I challenge you, find your reason that argues. But if Kaifer HaKol would be Chayiv, the Rashba says, Kaifer HaKol? Chayiv. Why? That itself makes you look not legit. A guy says you owe money, you say, no, I never have no Shaitas. Yeah, Efshat HaKapur. Moida b'miksas, the fact that you were Moida. How much? 1 through 99. But you were Moida. That makes it look suspicious. Says the Rashba Einfeld, the guy was Moida chetzi pruta. The guy was Moida chetzi pruta. It's not Moida b'miksas. Minimum for Moida b'miksas, pruta. A few other rules also. Not karka, not heilach, not soirin, fine. But haida. Chetzi pruta is not haida. But even though it's only a chetzi pruta, it's already not kaifer hakol. It's a chidit, it's not kaifer hakol. I have interesting shayla. Every moed of a mikzah should have a migu. He could have said chetzi pruta. We'll talk about that, Kasha. But you see from that idea that kaifer HaKol is also supposed to be chayiv. Now, according to Rashi and Baba Kama, what was the Gemara's Kasha? Mitnei ma'am retire moed of mikzahs. Every kaifer HaKol should also be chayiv. What's the answer? Moeridik, why is kaifer HaKol not chayiv? According to that Rashi and Baba Kama? Chazaka ena de meis panav de nebal choyvay. Chazaka ena de meis panav de nebal choyvay is counteractive to the original drawer of kaifer akol. What is and by the way, this is a mefurish gemara in shvuas tafmem by shvuas heses. Shvuas heses, like the rabbanon, not a deraisa. We're not up to it yet, but I'm interrupting and mentioning it. The gemara says in shvuas tafmem that every kaifer akol has a rabbanon that is called shvuas heses. And the gemara actually says why? Chazaka ena de tevei on ken yeshlag. The gemara asks back, no, but what about chazaka ena de meis? Chazak and the demeis, what does it mean? It's a right that he is saying the truth. A guy wouldn't have that much of a chutzpah. And the Gemara smears it out there that there is a shvua of shvua seses. But according to Rashi and Baba Kama, that's what the Gemara is saying. Now, According to the Rishonim by us, that's not Rava's original question. That was just a preface. What was Rava's original question? Why isn't there a migu, Taisus says, of Kaifer HaKol? Why isn't there Meshav Aveda? He could have been Kaifer HaKol. And what's the answer to that question? We're soon going to turn the page. Bekulei boi de nechbere. No, he doesn't have a migu. He wanted to be Kaifer everything. In migu terminology, what do we call that? Migu de ha'aza. And in Rashi's sprach, what do we call that? Meshav Aveda de ha'aza. Which Meshav Aveda was supposed to say that the Haidah makes him look suspicious. The Haidah makes him super look legit. No, it doesn't. The Haidah just means he's not a machatz. So there's no Meshav Aveda. And that's what Rabbah was clearing up over here. Gerada, according to the Rishonim here, Rabbah never asked the preliminary question why Kaifer HaKol is not Chayiv. But Tosfos did us a service and Gerada asked it. Not that there's a Gemara about it, but he's asking it. Menolam. And he said, it's a Gzeres HaKosev. In the interim, he dealt with Rashi's Chazaka. He says it's not going to work by Bnoi. We'll come back to that. Please turn the page. Rabbah continues and starts analyzing this guy even more. And now the guy's really double confused. He says, no, Fakir, really, he wants to be moida everything. He wants to be moida everything. He's a yeki, and he taka owes you 4268. Why? He wants to say the truth. No, we're going on the side that he's lying. Okay. A guy that's planning to lie. So he get as much as you can, right? Get as much as you can. I mean, there was a guy, he broke into the supermarket. And he stole a $100 bill. There was only $100 bill in the till. And he stole a $100 bill and he left $22.56 change. It wasn't there. He took that from his own. He stole $100. He left $22. Why? Because that's what he needed. How much did he need? A Yekisha Ganav. Ganavs aren't Yekisha Ganavs. Ganavs steal as much as they can. And here Rabbi says like this. Forget, this guy really wants to be white to everything. Now, we're getting started. There's a hidden question after Eino Demeis Panav and before Bahai Bechuli Boi Deloi Delei, Rabbah is bothered by a hidden question. It was pretty hidden on Amud Aleph also. We were slowly peeling it out. What was the question on Amud Aleph? Migu Meshav Aveda, every Kaifer HaKol. There's another hidden question going on here. And L'Sadar HaSeinyan, there's Kama Shittas in the Rishonim. What we're going to do for our Mizgeret here is we're going to do Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban. Today we're only doing Rashi. But I want you to realize that there's a hidden question, and treat the hidden question with respect. And when you hear the Teretz, just don't say the words. Realize how it's answering the hidden question. There's three separate, maybe more, but we're going to do three so far, options of what the hidden question was, what Rabbah was bothered by, and whatever his question was. And again, there's Rashi's pshat, Tosfos's pshat, and the Ramban's pshat. We're going to do for now. We're going to start with Rashi. The question that Rabbah was bothered by is answered with this, oh, really, he wants to admit everything. He's just trying to stall for time, Ishtamut, they think. So what was the hidden question? Zok Rashi. Rashi's chat. And the answer is, Rabbi said there's a sugi called Migu Dechashir Amamayin Dechashir Ashvusa. Not Migu, that was on Amar Aleph Migu. Here it's Migu Dechashir Amamayin Dechashir Ashvusa. There's a sugi in that hey that Migu Dechashir Amamayin Dechashir Ashvusa. The Svar of Chashir Amamayin Dechashir Ashvusa says that someone who is planning to steal will also swear falsely. Is that true? I gave you the mashal already that different people treat different Isurim differently. The guy that was having issues that his milk in the dorm, everyone was stealing and using it for his coffee, for their coffees, and he didn't have milk for his coffees, and he didn't like black coffee. And he kept on putting signs, Gezel Gomer der Reis, and it wasn't helping. He wrote in small letters, Chol of Stam. Everything worked out, the milk was there. It's a question of what you treat as more important. The question of Migu Dechashir Amamayin Dechashir Ashvusa is, someone that's already holding by stealing, will he swear falsely? And you know what the answer is? There's all kinds of people. There are definitely kinds of people that would steal, but not swear falsely. For all I know, there might be a weird myriad of people that would swear falsely, but not steal. But then there's also a standard, and maybe most people are like that, well, most people maybe don't steal b'cha, but in the system of those that steal, a chashir, I'm a moina, is for sure going to be chashir ashvusa. Now, if it's true that a chashir, I'm a moina, chashir ashvusa, we just defaulted on the entire concept of shvua.
Shvua d'oraisa, shvua d'rabbanon, shvua haneftarin, shvua hanoitlin. Alei dikta geshef, it's not negeya. You worried the guy's lying, he's going to swear falsely also. I shut up the tight, you're being machshel yidden. The Gemara asks the kasha on that hey. And you should know, the Gemara be'emes l'maskana says, chasher ha'mamayna, loy chasher ha'shvuasa. Shvua is higher up there, not for every person, but for a reasonable enough amount of people that it was kedai to do this, d'oraisa, or takana d'rabbanon, or whatever, that it will have a tayelis, at least on some percent, enough percent of the people that they will cave in, not the loser that's going to not swear be'emes to lose, not his loser, he's a nervin, he's a brisker, but he's going to lose his money, not the chakran that's going to swear forth the also, there are those kind also, we can't save the whole world, but there is that reasonable amount. Now, very bekitzer, on the heyam days, the Gemara goes through a lengthy shakavataria, and it's so geshmak, the Gemara goes through, come out every shvua that you have all over Masechta the shvuas, the raisa ones, the rabbanon ones, and the Gemara time and again asks, why does the moedim miksa swear? If you're worried he's lying, he's going to swear forth the also. Why does the edechat swear? Why does the shaymer swear? Why does chenveni swear? Why? Seven kashas the Gemara asks. And you know what the Gemara says every single time? Ishtamut ikam ishtamut. Ishtamut ikam ishtamut. The same thing Rabbi says over here, which is Rabbi's hidden question according to Rashi. Meaning, by the way, even if you don't hold like Rashi, you hold that there's a different, very different hidden question. You should just be aware that the idea, concept, that ishtamut ikam ishtamut has an effect on the migud chashid amamayna chashid ashkos issue is a true topic anyways. It's a Gemara on that head. It's just Rashi's chiddush that that's what the Gemara is about over here. That was important. But again, every shvu in the books, the Raisa ones, the Rabbana ones, Neutlin ones, the Neftarin ones, what's the point? He's going to swear falsely anyways. The Gemara says no. He always has a chesh when he's trying to be mishtamit. Now, most of the time that works. But then the Gemara gets sticky and says there are some shvuas that it's not true. There are some times that we don't have the cheshvan of mishtamit. And because of those shvuas, the Gemara says, you talk right, we have a raya, that chashir amamayna, loy chashir ashvuasa. And it's kedai to make a person swear. According to Rashi, though, that was the hidden question by Moedib Mixas. The Gemara asks by Moedib Mixas again on the hey. Fine. Gerada, and Yediya to know, on the Vav, the Gemara brings a pshat from Abaya. Abaya says, even someone who's not a mishtamit, that he's stalling for time, but maybe he has a milva yeshana. Maybe he has a long drawn out cheshbon with you that you owe him money from something else in a din Torah that he knows he will not be able to win, but he knows that legit he deserves the money. And I don't know if that would be the right halachic advice to tell him you're allowed to do something like that. It's like the guy that says kulay when he really deserves chetzi, so he shouldn't get a quarter. Are you allowed to do things like that? But are you allowed to do something like milva yeshana? Right? A guy owes you from way back 22 years ago, 4786. He totally doesn't remember, you have no way of proving it, and you're going to lose. And later on, he lends you money, and then you return only 58 to whatever. And then you say, oh, the other, give you makrish, and you get the money that you really deserve. You're allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do that. But with someone that does that, would he swear falsely? But we don't know if that's what's going on. We don't know if that's what's going on. It doesn't make him kush. We don't know if that's what's going on. We started the shit like that. Beginning. He said, is he saying the truth? Right? He went back and forth. So now, it goes like this. According to Rashi, Rabba was asking, why does Moed b'miksa swear? I chasher amamoyna, chasher ashvusa. And the answer is, because this Moed b'miksa that would admit it 50 or 42 or whatever it was, he's not a real Goslin. He's only stalling. Now, just quickly, what's going on in his mind? He really wants to pay back the full 100. He knows he owes you the full 100. So why doesn't he stall on the full 100? Why doesn't he stall on the 400 and say he owes you zero? Very important. Maram Shif's cash in Ksubas. Why doesn't he stall? Why doesn't he stall on the 400?
He doesn't have to steal.
Because he doesn't need it. He's Mama Shayeki. Yeah, he has. Whatever he needs, he has. No, because the Gemara says that he doesn't have a migu because it's a chutzpah. What's chutzpah? He just doesn't have that migu because he's saying what he's choosing. He's like the guy who left change in the what's it called? It's a big problem. It's a big problem. I don't want to go there now. But in the mishtamet, what's going on in the guy's mind, he says he really would want to admit everything because he knows he owes you everything, but he's not a Goslin. He's only doing it because he's embarrassed to say, listen, give me an extra installment of time. So he's stalling instead. What are you worried about? He's stalling because he really doesn't have it. When he gets it, he's going to give it to you. Before he gets it, he's not going to give it to you. You get that? Yeah. One second again. The guy, he really wants to pay the full 100. The full 100,000, yeah? He only has 42,000. So he admits about the 42,000, and he wants to makrish the other 58,000. Not because he wants to steal it. He's only stalling. Stalling until he's going to get it. When he's going to get it, he's going to take it. Before he gets it, you're not going to get it. So what's the purpose of making him swear?
He has
the luxury. Interesting. The Rishonim say something else. What? I hear the Rishonim say it starts being a Yeki like that. And now he's not going to pay back. In the end, he's not going to pay back. It's going to be Milvi or Shana the other way.
That's because there's
it's,
no shame of
Can I just add, I'm not annoyed with the Rishonim say, and not all the Rishonim going like that. But it's interesting, the Kudah, like where you're stelling Klapi the Mishtamet to gain. But according to Rashi, that was the Shach of the Targum. Now, Tosis argues on Rashi that can't be what Rava's hidden question was. And again, we're not doing Tosis Shach yet today, the second half of the Tosis. But Tosis has a totally different shot what Rava's hidden question was. And of course, you have to ask yourself why Rashi didn't learn Tosis' shot. And we'll do that also, eventually. But why did Tosis not like Rashi's job? Because Tosis says it's not true. We paskin chosher amamoyna, loy chosher ashvosa. The Gemara in that hey attempts again and again and keeps on saying mishtamet mishtamet, but eventually gets the cases where it's not, puts up a white flag and says we paskin chosher amamoyna, loy chosher ashvosa. So how could that be what Rabbi's hidden question was? Rabbi's asking with the headline hakdama mitnei ma amra tayra moy b'mixatayni shava. I this should be a nigga the chosher. The answer is, we hold Chosher HaMamayin, Olay Chosher HaShvosa. Why would Rabbi need to say Mishtamet? That's why Tosis doesn't like it. And he said that's not what the Kasha is. That's not what the Kasha was. What's Pshat in Rashi? Rashi doesn't know the Sugya and Daf Hei and Vav that we pass in the Maskana, Migud Chosher HaMamayin, Olay Chosher HaShvosa. The simplest teret for Rashi is that Rashi held that Rabbi wanted to cover his tracks, even like the man of the Yom Chosher HaMamayin, Chosher HaShvosa. But Tosis himself says a different teret for Rashi, which he doesn't like, and the Velt says Rashi does like it. Let's see Tosis from inside the first half. Tosis says Tosis. Masha perish Rashi kimin the chashid amamayin ha yinishba name amigud the chashid amamayin the chashid ashvusa umeshani the mishtamet v'loy chashid because the mishtamet avada is going to back down out for the shvua. Says Tosis tema the hamasik lekamon on that vav. I told you the Gemara goes through every single shvua in the book and comes out the maskana after nixing most of them comes out and gives up and says chashid amamayin loy chashid ashvusa. Says Tosis the ain loymer the hainim the rabbanon lefisharosh ha yisa shvua chamura alein. Tosis has a murder kechav. Maybe on a deraisetic level from Har Sinai, the way we treat people is that choshed lezeh, choshed lezeh. And therefore there wouldn't be shvuas at all in the Torah. Either are many shvuas. Tosis says that we already know. The answer is mishtamet. When there's not mishtamet, why is the shvua? The taka wouldn't be. When later it comes that we say choshed amoyna, loy choshed ashvua, that's mit the rabbanon. What did the rabbanon see? People change. What did they change? Shavua became more chamer, Mammon became less kal, a little bit of both. So Tosis, I have two rayas, not like that. The first raya is the halakamon ma'isi me Rav Nachman, the mashbiyanoi say shalosh shavuos, the echad mihen shalosh shalachti bo yad, u'mashma ba'goizel kamad ha'vad ha'raisa. Stop. Tosis' first kashi on Rashi is from a specific shavua that a shomer has to swear shalosh shalach bo yad. A shomer has to swear that an oinus happened, and he has to also swear that he wasn't shalach yad. When? 2 weeks ago. Because if a shomer was shaleach yad and used the pekadon, there's a gzeres hakosef that if you use the pekadon once, you didn't use it up. You just use it, you put it back on the shelf, and oinus happens later, you're shomer chinam. Oinus happens later, chayiv. So he has to make sure to swear to you that he wasn't shaleach yad, and he also has to swear that it's not pershusai, that it's in his basement, and he's hiding it. The Gemara on the Vav asks from all the shvuas hashomerims, again, the Gemara going through all the shvuas on the hand of Vav, every time it says, how do you have it made the mixes? An eight echad, a chenveni, a heses, every bit of shvuas goes. And then it says, what about shvuas hashoimrim? And every time the Gemara answers ishtamute. By shvuas hashoimrim, there's ishtamute. When a shoimer is swearing, a shoimer received a pekadon. It's not his even. He received a pekadon. A fancy watch he was given to watch. And he was shalech yarmit. He walked with it one day. He then put it back in the box. What? It's not in the box now. It smashed and lightning came and struck it. And there's videos of it. We know that that's what happened. He has Avis that it was an oinus. That's not even his issue. Or he swore to us that it was an oinus. Our issue is, he has to pay now $42,000 for the watch. It depends. He's a shamchim. If he wasn't shaleach yad, he's potter. There's Adam that it was an oinus. He swears that it was an oinus, and he's potter. But if he was shaleich yad once 2 weeks ago, he has to pay $42,000. Now he's not a ganav, but he doesn't have $42,000, so he's going to swear. So he's going to say, "Oh, I wasn't shaleich yad," and the Torah says, "No, swear to us that you weren't shaleich yad." Is that going to stop him? So Tosis holds no. Meir de Gezach. Tosis says on shlichus yad is no if the mutik comes shanet. Why not? I just described the case.
Because there's no hazard.
Not why not do the hazard?
No, because he knows that he doesn't know.
No, he does know.
The Baal Tikadom doesn't know whether he was served.
Here it's not a hazard. We're not dealing with hazard. We're not dealing with hazard now. No. We're not dealing with hazard. That's another factor. We're not dealing with hazard factor now. I'm talking about migud chashid only. That's in migud chashid again. Any time a person is confronted with a shvua, if he's stam as a gangster who's stealing, a shvua might stop him. If he was doing it because he was mishtamet not. Most shvuas have an ishtamet element. But in Shlichus Yah, Tosis holds no. And he has a raya. Because the Gemara Taka, what's the maskana? How did the Gemara prove, after all the other shvuas, that we say, Migu the Choshed Abamai, the Loi Choshed Ashvuasa? From Shvuas HaShayimrim. Which shvua? The Shlichus Yah one. Why? Because Tosis holds, if you were Shelech Yah 2 weeks ago, it's a little bit. You can't say you're Mishtamet now. The fact that you did an Abla 2 weeks ago, so now you can't say you're Mishtamet now. Fret the Kenek Shua. Fret the Rabbi Kivayger. Fret the Beisalevi. Why not? 2 weeks ago, you weren't Poseidon. You took the watch. You walked around with it for a few days. But then you put it back. And now an itis happened. And you really don't want to pay. And you don't have money. So you're going to swear that you weren't Shaleach Yad, even though you were. And it could be Migud HaChashid. And Rabbi said, this is Taka the Teretz for Rashi. I did the Gemara. The Gemara brought a riot from Shavuos HaShayimim. Look at Rashi on the above. Shalei Shavuos Mashbiyan Oisai. Zok Rashi, which Shavuah are we bringing a riot from? From Eni Bershusai. If the guy's hiding the watch in his basement, and it's still there, and Fakir, he's even planning to pay you, he just wants the watch, and he has to swear that it's not Bershusai, there's no Mishtamet on that. That's a real Ganef. And I don't know why Tosis didn't learn like that, but that was the Shavuah that Rashi brought a riot to. But why is that not a kash on us? Because Shavuah She'eni Bershusai is a Derabbanan. And Tosis was willing to say that maybe on a Derabbananic level, things change, times change, Shavuah is more Chomer, and we just saved the day. We answer Tosis Kasha and Rashi. Rashi could learn that Rabbah was addressing the issue of Chashid HaMamayna, Chashid HaShvuasa. I be passing Chashid HaMamayna, Loi Chashid HaShvuasa, but for the Rabbanadik level, we have to deal with it. I the sugya of Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad, there is Mishtamet. Yes, 2 weeks ago when you used the Pekadim, you shouldn't have. And it's not Peseder, and you're a Lamed, you learn Perek HaMakit, second Seder, and you know that really you do have to pay, but you're going to be Mishtamet. Because now you're a Tzadik, and you want to be Chayzim B'tshuva. The Rai from the Gemara was from Eina B'shusay. But Tosis has another raya. V'chein b'nascha d'rababa. Mash v'deyam alecha tafti ha yanishba l'hakish shizei shvua d'raitzim et omri mitachshin yachal yishav v'masham d'shvua d'rabbonu l'yomar hachi. In the case of nascha d'rababa, an erechat said, we saw chatifa. And the choytif says, yeah, in, chati. I'm not denying that I grabbed it straight out of his hands. And the erechat doesn't know it's his. The erechat is just saying that he was chataf. And the Gemara says, okay, so this is shvua's erechat. Let him get up and swear. Terence says, what's he going to get up on the podium and swear? He's not going to say loy chatafti. If he would get up on the podium and swear loy chatafti, then he was makhish le'ev and he goes home and he's potter. With the nasa, the silver. But Vibal, he wants to say in chatfi di chatfi, and he cannot get up on the podium and swear in chatfi di chatfi. Why not? Because it's a famous rule. Shavua Seid Echad works with a mechanism. You have to swear l'hakhish le'ev. And therefore, what's taka the din over there in nasa der baba? He has to get the nasa back. Yeah, he has to give the nasmet. He can't swear. He'd love to swear, but he can't swear l'hakashas a. We said this yesterday. If there wouldn't have been an erechad and he'd be chayiv as kofar hakol, then he'd be able to get up and swear the kofar hakol shvuah of inchati didi chati. But now that there's an erechad, that was Rabbi Kivega's cheshbon yesterday. Why even if kofar hakol would be chayiv a shvuah, it's relevant for erechad to be mechayiv a shvuah for this nasmet the Rabbah case, which I said yesterday. We're going to mention again. But in the Gemara, what? And Echad is Mechayiv Shvua, and if you can't swear, then it's Mitoich. And as a Toitza, it's Moitzi the Mammon. Yeah. Mitoich is Moitzi the Mammon. Did the Echad do it? He triggered it.
There's no drawer.
He triggered it.
It's an interesting case because there's no
drawer. There's a drawer. The drawer of the Echad.
But he's masking for that.
Okay. That, when we do Nasa the Rabbah. Nasa the Rabbah, by the way, is one blot after Rabbah Bar Shirshim. Rabbah Bar Shirshim is the Gemara that says that Migul Afturam Yishvua Amrino. Those are things you have to know when Cheskas doesn't end on the Flamed Aleph.
It's a bomb cash on Rashi. You can't say over there it's the Rabbanon. Because on the Rabbanon you wouldn't say mitoich. So it's fair on Rashi. Zok Rabbi Kveger to Terutzim. The Erste Teretz is, maybe really Midaraisa Choshir Amamayna Choshir Ashvursim. Only Midarabbanon it changes. But now that Midarabbanon, hundreds of years later, things changed and the Rabbanon said that people started getting more Choshir. So in that case of Nasir the Rababa, now that the Rabbanon changed, now he's Yechai the Shvur Deraisa. It revives the Shvur Deraisa. Really, the should have, would have, could have been a Shvur Deraisa. Now it can't be because maybe the Choshir. If the Rabbanon changed it, it rigged the system now that there could be a Shvur Deraisa. Mama Shapella, a nice chab. Why can't that be the plan? Yeah, it's reawakens. There's no reason there shouldn't be a deraisa to geshvua deraidecha. No, we say an eidecha can't be mechayiv shvua because I forgot to say the main thing. How is every eidecha mechayiv shvua? Thank you for bringing that up. How is every eidecha mechayiv shvua? I make the chashar amoyin chashar shvusa. Guy says eidecha you owe $100. I make the chashar amoyin chashar shvusa. Ishtamut kamishtamet. By nasa the rab abba there's no ishtamut kamishtamet. I forgot to say that. Why not? Because he was chaytiv. He was chaytiv. You can't have an excuse for that. I mean, you have an excuse in chaytiv, but you can't be called that mishtamet. There's no mishtamet to do that.
When Eidach says he
counts, he says... When he wants to say loy chaytiv, then in the chana. Comes Rabbi Kveger and says a very interesting, novel approach. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva Eger, the mahalach of Choshen HaMamayin and Choshen HaShvuasa was, if it would be true that really there are supposed to be Shvuas D'Oraisa and D'Rabbanan, but if you get confronted with, wait, Choshen HaMamayin and Choshen HaShvuasa, without the teretz of Mishtamet or Milvi Yishana or various other things, you will not swear. Okay, so why do you win? Maybe Faker. Since you're Choshen, you can't swear, we should make you pay. And there are Rishonim in the hole like that, but Rashi says, Mefurish Lo Nir Mi Alei Shvuah. In a situation of Choshen HaMamayin and Choshen HaShvuasa, you putter. Why you putter? Because we put our hands up. And we say like this, listen, we want the system to run. The Eraisa the Keshvus, the Kana the Rabbanah the Keshvus. When they're able to run through the system, they run through the system. But we came to a case where there's no Mishtamet, and Chaval to make this guy swear. Mamon Hashem. He's not being Mishtamet, he's a real Ganav. As common that he's a Ganav, he's going to swear falsely also. So, finish the sentence. The Ramban says, you're right. But Rashi says no. Fakir. For this situation, we're gonna back down. Potter. You're right. It could have went the other way. By the way, someone asked me today, by a real choshed, there's a din, whenever someone's chayiv shvuah, but he's a choshed, meaning he's a yiduah dika choshed, not miku the choshed. He's a choshed. He robbed the bank last week. And he's supposed to swear. He's in a situation of moid demixis and eidecha the shomer, and he's supposed to swear. What's the din? Shekenegda. You make the other guy swear. Now that's great, because he's a choshed and robbed the bank, the other guy didn't. But if here he's only a miku the choshed, we don't know who's saying the truth. The other guy's in the exact same situation, technically. So here, we're not going to do connecta. What will we do? Either mitoich, or most Rishonim say no. You're just putter. Comes Rabbi Kveger and says, "Amayr dekazach." You're not putter because we put our hands up and we say, "Okay, shvu is not going to work over here." Rabbi, say every time there is a shvu, a guy was moed the bixis. There was an eid echad, a shomer, and he has to swear. Before he swears, what's our attitude? We're not sure you're saying the truth. We want to be convinced. And what happens after he swears? If he doesn't swear, there's mitoich. What happens after he swears? He wins. What happens? Zucker Bikveger, what happens is we watch him go up to the podium and swear and make the shvuah that he only owes 52, that he doesn't owe anything to the Erechot, that it was an oinus, that he did return the Pekadai, and he makes a shvuah with Hashem's name. Now, again, there's all kinds of people out there. There's that small me of the people that even do that, and that's also shocking. But we don't have that attitude. We look at him and we're shocked and we say, whereas a few minutes ago we weren't sure who's lying, and we're not going to factor in if one looks like the Chavetz Chaim or not. But now, the fact that he made a shvuah, I want to use a lashon. Chazaka ain't of the nishma b'sheker. Like this chazaka ain't of the maid, you know? Chazaka ain't of the nishma b'sheker. Wow, now we're convinced. Before he swore, we weren't sure, and we even had a drara, suspicion, efshanish. But now that he made the shvuah, Chazok ain't of the nishma b'sheker. Now, what does that mean? There's 3% that do swear falsely. Okay, we're not saving the whole one. But so, why does a shvuah let you win? Chazok ain't of the nishma b'sheker. Says Rabbi Kveger, this is a mind-boggling piece. Says Rabbi Kveger, the shita of chashira mamoyin and chashira shvuah says, shvuah is a big avail, right? This guy, if you know, cut interruption. There's a whole sugi in the Doran
where there's a shaila about an almona, if she already got the money that she was supposed to get from the ksuba or not, and it's confronting the yosayimim, and the yosayimim are katanim, and they themselves don't know what's going on with the father's assets, and there's a whole balagan, and there's a lot of different cases and rules there, but one of the systems is that to convince us that she didn't get the money, we make her make a neder that she's not going to eat bread for the rest of her life if she got the money. Now, again, if she didn't get the money, it's fine, she can eat bread. And now, time and again, every day, when she's eating bread, if she knows the truth, she's confronted with that isser that if she already got the money. That's a very good way of making sure that we know that she didn't get the money. Fine, but meaning we confront you with an isser.
Does that have the ramifications of the
shvuah? Yeah. Even worse. The Gemara says even worse that she can't even get a heter because you make a neder on the shvuah. Meaning there's a way to scrunch you, but it's worse there because nedarim is more chamor than mamon, and also it's because she's going to do every day the aveirah. I mean, when you stole the money, also you did it every day. But I guess when you squandered already, like it's over. Here, you can continue to eat every time you eat bread. Fine.
This is the thing.
What? No. The Isser is eating the bread afterwards. No. The Isser is eating the bread. That part we're not doing this, yeah? But I'm bringing out a point, though, that we confront you with a stronger Isser. So by Shavuah, the pshat is, after he swears, we say, he swore, he made a shvua. Now, Vadim, you know he's saying the truth. Chazok ain't a good nishma b'sheker. Says Rabbi Kiveger, when we say chasher ha-mamayin ha-chasher ha-shvusa, we're not saying, oi, it's not te'elis, let's be putter. It's ki'ilu, he swore. All right, if he would get up and swear, why would we suddenly say, wow, now we're convinced? Chazok ain't a nishma b'sheker. But if stealing and attempting to steal and being in bezdin and lying and attempting to steal is just as chomer, chasher ha-mamayin ha-chasher ha-shvusa means it's just as chomer, it's not less chomer. So we can go through the process without going on the process, let him not get on the podium and not make a shvua, and we'll say, Chazok, a guy wouldn't steal. And to use Rabbi Kiveger's lashon, it's ke'ilu, he swore. Chashad ha-mamayin ha-chashad ha-shvua says not potter from shvua, it's already done. Ke'ilu, he swore. What's the point of going through the motions and making a shvua sheker? He convinced us with Isser Gezel already. Hagam, some people say, no, Gezel and shvua are the same chaymer, but now you have both of them, Gezel and shvua.
We're here to clarify.
I know we're coming there, but I'm going on the side that, yeah. I'm going on the side that, yeah.
That's why we want to swear.
What?
They don't ever get it.
That's anyways a kasha. Why do we make the nitfa swear, not the other one? I don't know.
Say that in every case also.
I know, we're going. So in most cases, you say it in every case. No, in most cases, there's a shtamute. Now, I'm getting back specifically to this case. In this case, nasa de rababa. It's chasher ha-mamayin ha-chasher ha-shvusa, but not that he's potter from shvua, but it's as if he swore. Says Rabbi Kiveger, imagine if he would get on the podium and be nishba. That's in chafi didi chafi. He would be nishba. Would he win? He would still not win. Why? Because when there's an eid echad, what? Because the shvua is not going against the eid echad. The Erechot said Chotaf, and he's not swearing Loi Chotaf. He's swearing in Chatfi Didi Chatfi, and he's not being Makash the Eid. So says Rabbi Kiveger, Chosher HaMamoyin HaChosher HaShvusa can't save you over there. Chosher HaMamoyin HaChosher HaShvusa doesn't pattern you. It says it as if you swore. Over there, even if you swear, you're not going to win. And that's why Nasa Rabab is also not a Kashan Rashi. Uvazeh, we got up to the Shlav of Rashi, that the hidden question was, again, Rabba's hidden question was, in the second shlav on the days, after you turn the page, why does Ma'idiv Miksa swear? After I clarified, Migu Meshiv Aveda, Migu Dehaza, I clarified all that. Have a new question, clean the slate, new question. Why is there a shvua? Chashad HaMamayin HaChashad HaShvusa. And Rabbah reveals America that in most cases that there's a mishtamet, but that's the, which is the sugya on that hey. Again, Tosis argued, but you say on that because he holds that we pass in Chashad HaMamayin HaChashad HaShvusa. We're going right, so we're not finished, but a few more lines. The Das Rashi, but we have to know that we have to go back to the top of the Amud of Amud Beis because Tosfos has a different shot what Rabba's hidden question was, and of course then what his non-hidden answer is, and what the Hemshach of the Gemara is, and the Ramban has a third shot what Rabba's hidden question is, and then what the Rabba's answer is in this. But we're going in Rashi. So in Rashi, what was Rabba's hidden question? Why does Moedim make us make a Shvuah? Harei at Kama that Yechayshid him for stealing, he's going to swear falsely. Also, no Tayeles, or Rabbi Kiveger. Why does he swear? It's as if he already did swear. He's planning to steal the 5286. Chazok, ain't of them going to 5286. That itself, he doesn't have to swear. He has to swear that he doesn't own the 5286. And then I'll be convinced. Ain't of them nish b'sheker. Ain't of them eisen esayin gezel b'sheker. The terrorist is no. He's a mishtamit. He's stalling for time. And a shvua, though, will stop him. And what's the point? How long are we stalling for? We said, maybe he's going to forget about the storm. Now the Gemara fears ice. And Rabbi said, we finally came to the crunch time. We forgot, hopefully we didn't, that we're really doing the Sugya of Reb Chiya. And the Sugya of Reb Chiya was Mechadish, that when you have a Kaifer HaKol, who Aiden said owes part of the money, similar to Moed of a Mixas, by Aiden also, he has to swear on the Shahr. And Reb Chiya had said that this is none of that from a Kal V'Chaymer. And the Gemara's question was, why do you need a Kal V'Chaymer? And we're finally up to that. The Gemara says, you know why you need a Kal V'Chaymer? Because you have to go through Rav's whole Memra, which has a lot of details, and I'm going to show you in each sheet what the detail is. We're doing Rashi now. And we're clapping to a specific detail in Rav's Memra and saying, that issue, you're going to have a problem here. According to Rashi, by the way, convenient, we're on Amid Beis, we're not plugging in back to the first half of Rav's Memra. And I'll tell you why. Because in the first half of Rav's Memra, the issues at hand by Moida Mixus was, since he was only Moida on part and could have been Kaifer HaKol, he should have a Migu or a Meshav Aveda. Those issues aren't relevant by Rav Chiya's case, because in Rav Chiya's case, what did he say himself? He was Kaifer HaKol. Adam said he owes some of the money. The Migu issues are not what we're, don't even try, are not what we're attempting to sell to. We're selling to the new hidden question on the top of the Yomid. What was the new hidden question on the top of the Yomid? That every Moed of a Mitzas should be Migu to Choshed. What was the answer? He's Mishtamet. Says the Gemara, Aval Hados Adam de Lekel HaMemer HaKol. By Hados Adam, why does he swear? If he's choshed for stealing, he'll swear falsely also. Elamai, what do you want to say? What we said before, ditto? Mishtamet. A mishtamet is not mishtamet on the whole thing. A mishtamet, even though he has yekesh cheshbonis, but it's too much of a chutzpah. What? No. Tosfos also happens to be used that knach for his issues, which we haven't started yet. But in Rashi's pshat also, the Gemara means that if Moed of a Mixas, the way you sneaked out of Choshed HaMamayin, Choshed HaShavuos, so was Mishtamet, by Rav Chiya, you don't have Mishtamet, because he's a Kaifer HaKol. So it should be Hadar that there should be not be a Shavuah. And why not? Klar, why should Rav Chiya not have a Shavuah? Because he's Choshed HaMamayin, Choshed HaShavuos. He should be Potter from Shavuah. It should be as if he swore, whatever the Choshed HaMamayin. Kamash Malon, Kal V'Choymer. And Rabbi say, this is Sisrei Torah. The Kal V'Chaymer is, by the way, the next Hemshech of the Gemara, that there's a whole lengthy conversation till Nafdalit, when the Gemara learns out, Madach Piv does this, and Adam does this, a whole Cheshvan. How does the Kal V'Chaymer suddenly make you swear? The reason you shouldn't swear is because Choshed HaMamayna Choshed HaShavuasa. And on a psychological analyzing level, a Mishtamet is not by Kaifer HaKol. You want to change your mind and say, there's Mishtamet by Kaifer HaKol? So say so. Why does Kal V'Chaymer, how, all the WH questions, what, how, when, where does Kal V'Chaymer have an effect to alter the Choshed HaMamayin, Choshed HaShavuos status? That is a big side of the sugya we have to work on. On Thursday.
All right.
Yeah, the Chumash here, Vada.